keeping with the procedures for the appointment of Director General adopted in December 2002, WT/L/509, the process for the appointment of the next Director General started in October 2012, when delegations were provided with information on the nomination phase of the process. Following the close of the one-month nomination period on 31st December, nine candidates nominated by their governments were invited to meet with members at a formal General Council meeting held on 29th to 31st January this year. At that meeting, each candidate made a brief presentation, including their vision for the WTO, followed by a question and answer period. In line with the procedures, again, the candidates also had a three-month period up to 31st March to make themselves known to members and to engage in discussions on the pertinent issues facing the organization. Before the beginning of the consultation process, I, together with my colleagues in this exercise, Ambassador Jonathan Freed of Canada, Chair of the Dispute Settlement Body, and Ambassador Joachim Reuters, Sweden, Chair of the Trade Policy Review Body, acting as facilitators, convened an informal meeting of heads of delegations on 13th March, respecting the principles of transparency, inclusiveness, and full participation. Guided by the views expressed by members at that meeting, I announced at a subsequent meeting of heads of delegations on 19th March the organization of work for the further process, as well as the start of the consultation process stipulated in the procedures. The statement I made at that meeting on 19th March can be found in document JOB/GC/39. In accordance with the process outlined on 19th March and the 2002 procedures, three rounds of consultations were conducted by the facilitators and myself starting on 2nd May. The organization work for these three rounds was the same. In each round, members were asked to come forward to express their preferences. We consulted heads of delegation in their capacity as representatives of members, and arrangements were made to consult non-resident members directly, including meeting in person with those present during the Geneva week. All the information was received from members was treated by us in strict confidence and will remain so. The facilitators and I have reported back to the membership at informal HOD meetings at each successive stage of the consultation process. My statements at each of these three informal HOD meetings on 12th April, 26th April and 8th May were circulated to all members in documents JOB/GC/40, 45 and 50 respectively. Let me say at this point that the facilitators and I were gratified by the high level of engagement shown by members, and I wish to thank all members for their constructive participation in this process. As you will recall, consistent with the organization of work outlined in JOB/GC/39, the clear preference expressed by members was to have only two candidates in the final round. In this regard, I wish to thank Mr. Hermino Blanco and the delegation of Mexico for having paved the way for the decision of the General Council about which it is about to take, as set out in their statement at the HOD meeting last Wednesday, which was circulated yesterday in JOB/GC/51 and will also be included and annexed to the minutes of this meeting. The facilitators and I appreciate their commitment to this institution and to multilateral trading system and their readiness to join consensus. I also wish to formally pay tributes to all 9 candidates in this process. I'm sure all members agree that we have had 9 exceptionally qualified candidates who have, throughout this process, demonstrated their high regard for and commitment to the multilateral trading system and their faith in the operation of its rules and procedures. I pay tributes to their respective governments and Geneva representatives for the dignified manner in which they have conducted themselves in this process. Let me now say a few words about my 2 friends and colleagues in this exercise, Ambassador Jonathan Freed and Ambassador Joachim Reiter. They were selected by you, the members, by consensus when they were appointed to chair their respective bodies. And in accordance with the 2002 procedures, they took on the role of facilitators in this process. Throughout, they have worked with dedication on your behalf at the expense of their other activities, which they must undertake as permanent representatives of their countries. Together, we have often been referred to as Troika, and I would like to put on record their integrity, their impartiality, and their commitment in helping this difficult process work in the best interest of the WTO and all of its members. The membership owes them a great debt, and I personally also owe a greater debt, and I would like to thank them most sincerely on behalf of all of you for having been part of the team. Let me now turn to the business of today's meeting. As you will recall, at an informal HOD meeting last Wednesday, 8th May, I said that in keeping with the provisions of paragraph 19 of the 2002 procedures, I, supported by the facilitators, would submit the name of Mr. Roberto Azevedo as the candidate most likely to attract consensus and recommend his appointment by the General Counsel as the next Director General of the WTO for a period of 4 years following the expiry of Mr. Pascal Lemy's term of office on 31st August 2013. Accordingly, I would like to recommend formally that the General Counsel agree to appoint Mr. Roberto Azevedo as the next Director General of the WTO for a period of 4 years, as from 1st September 2013. It is so agreed. Thank you very much. Dear colleagues, today we have sent out a strong message that the WTO can take decisions by consensus and follow intricate processes seamlessly. We need to carry this momentum further. I'm confident that we can work together for a positive outcome at our ministerial conference in Bali. On behalf of the General Counsel, I wish to extend our warm congratulations to Mr. Azevedo on his appointment as next WTO Director General. I have no doubt that members will work with him positively and constructively during his tenure as Director General, especially this year as we prepare for MC9. I am sure I speak on behalf of all delegations in wishing him well as he prepares to take up his post. I will end my statement by reiterating my appreciation for the constructive approach taken by all members in developing consensus in the appointment process. When I was elected chairman of the General Council in February, I said that there were two major challenges facing us in this year here. We have just successfully met the first challenge, and we must now put all our energies into the second one, a successful meeting at Bali. Now this ends my statement, and I understand that Pascal Lemay, Director General, now wishes to